Between 1888 and 1891, a series of brutal murders by a ghost-like killer plagued the East End of London, leaving several women dead with their throats slashed and abdomens cut open. But do you know how this elusive serial killer became known as Jack the Ripper? Welcome to Killer Knowledge, the daily true crime trivia show. I'm Carter Roy. It's time to play along with your friends, family, or fellow true crime fans. You'll have the chance to answer five trivia questions with 6 seconds to make your guess. Let's play Killer Knowledge.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The theories about Jack the Ripper are endless, but there are many confirmed facts about the still unknown slasher. He preyed on women late at night as they tried to simply survive in the harsh conditions of a notoriously dirty London district. Question number one. What London district is considered the epicenter of the Jack the Ripper murders? A. Aldgate. B. Spitalfield. C. Whitechapel. The correct answer is C. Whitechapel. While several murders took place in neighboring areas, the confirmed Jack the Ripper victims were mainly in Whitechapel, which at the time had a population of nearly 80,000 and was home to the poorest Londoners. According to the BBC, Whitechapel residents of that era only had a 50% chance of surviving early childhood, and most adults found themselves living on the streets. Question number two. Per popular Jack the Ripper lore, what were all of his victims rumored to be? A. Drug dealers. B. Sex workers. C. Thieves. The correct answer is B. When the story is usually told, his victims are referred to as sex workers. But in reality, it's not confirmed that all of them were currently sex workers or that they'd solicited their killer. Most experts agree that there are 5 women killed between August and November of 1888 that can be for sure attributed to Jack the Ripper. That list includes Mary Jane Kelly, but her murder stands out from the others in a number of ways. Question number three. What detail about Kelly's murder was different than the other 4? A. It happened indoors. B. There was a witness. C. Her screams were heard. The correct answer is A. It happened indoors. Kelly's slaying was especially brutal, even by the Ripper's standards, with her body sustaining the most severe mutilations. By September, few throughout London had not heard of the Whitechapel murderer, who was eventually dubbed Jack the Ripper. Question number 4. Where did the nickname allegedly come from? A. A journalist. B. He gave it to himself. C. A surviving victim. The correct answer is B. The killer supposedly gave himself the nickname in a letter sent to the Central News Agency and police. In the end, the media and authorities would receive hundreds of letters, most, if not all of them, hoaxes. Now, there have been hundreds of suspects and theories about the killer's identity. But one idea, put forth by Detective Inspector Frederick Aberline, who investigated the murders when they happened, is that maybe the killer is a woman. Question number 5, to end this episode, what did Aberline call the killer when he talked about his theory? A. Joan the Ripper. B. Jane the Ripper. C. Jill the Ripper. The correct answer is C. Jill the Ripper. But witness testimony all points towards a man. And despite following up on hundreds of leads and eliminating dozens of suspects, police were never able to identify Jack the Ripper. Over the years, ripperologists have suggested everything from royal cover-ups to hidden messages in Lewis Carroll books. To everyone listening, thank you for playing Killer Knowledge with us. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and on Twitter at Parcast Network. And you can also listen to more episodes of Killer Knowledge and other Parcast originals on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Carter Roy. Join us again to find out if you can call yourself a true crime expert. Killer Knowledge was created by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Produced by Kristen Acevedo, John Cohen, Gitu Mera, and Jonathan Ratliff. Sound designed by Paul Liebeskind. Killer Knowledge stars Carter Roy.